our elders, who once led active, vibrant lives, may find themselves retreating into a shell, wary of the very movements that once were routine. In this episode, we'll not only examine the cutting-edge technologies and innovations in fall detection, but also address the psychological and social dimensions of falls in the elderly. We'll explore how fall detection impacts their mental health, their interactions with family and society, and their sense of security in the places they call home. Together, we'll go through the landscape of senior care, seeking answers and understanding the delicate balance between safety and independence.
Welcome to AI 50, where technology's complexities meet daily life. Each episode delves into AI's vast impact, especially on older adults. Today, we explore AI in fall detection for the elderly. This tech is pivotal in elder care, enhancing safety and independence. It's AI as a guardian, alerting instantly during falls, reducing response times and risks. Our host, Han Brown, makes AI clear and relevant. She simplifies complex AI ideas, linking them to everyday life and societal challenges. AI 50 is more than just a podcast. It's a story hub, sharing insights and AI developments. We cover healthcare innovations, business strategies, and AI's daily influence. Our talks are enlightening and diverse, shedding light on AI's various roles. Each episode enriches your AI understanding. We discuss AI's uses, ethics, and societal impact. Join us for this engaging journey. We blend expert views, real-life examples, and insightful talks. Let's unravel AI's world together. And Han, let's explore today's fascinating AI topic.
Welcome, everyone, to our latest episode in the Healthcare Innovation Series. Today, we address a critical yet often overlooked aspect of senior care, fall detection in older adults. We're committed to exploring this urgent issue and the solutions available to us. Let's start by picturing our loved ones, perhaps your parents or grandparents. With each passing year, as they gracefully age, their vulnerability to falls increases exponentially. These aren't just minor stumbles. A simple slip can spiral into severe health consequences, robbing them of their cherished independence and impacting their overall well-being. This makes understanding and preventing falls not just important, but essential. However, the repercussions of falls extend beyond the physical injuries. Often, they instill a deep-seated fear of falling again, leading to a vicious cycle of reduced mobility and loss of independence. This can significantly diminish the quality of life, leading to isolation and a sense of helplessness. Our elders, who once led active, vibrant lives, may find themselves retreating into a shell, wary of the very movements that once were routine. Our discussion today transcends the realm of mere technology and methodologies for fall detection. We're delving into the very core of elder dignity and safety. How do we safeguard their autonomy while ensuring their well-being? How do we employ modern solutions without infringing on their right to a dignified life? These questions are fundamental as we explore the intersection of technology, ethics, and elder care. In this episode, we'll not only examine the cutting-edge technologies and innovations in fall detection, but also address the psychological and social dimensions of falls in the elderly. We'll explore how fall detection impacts their mental health, their interactions with family and society, and their sense of security in the places they call home. Together, we'll go through the landscape of senior care, seeking answers and understanding the delicate balance between safety and independence. Join us as we venture into this important discussion, aiming to transform not just the way we detect falls, but how we care for our elders, honoring their journey with the respect and dignity they deserve. We'll explore various technological advances that assist in detecting falls, from wearable devices to advanced home monitoring systems. Each method comes with its advantages and limitations, which we'll delve into. Through this episode, you'll gain insights into how these technologies work, their impact on the lives of older adults, and the balance between safety and privacy. We'll also address the challenges and limitations of current solutions. So join me as we navigate through the intricacies of fall detection in older adults. It's a journey towards making our homes safer for our loved ones, and it starts now. In this segment, I'd like to share a personal story that deeply resonates with today's theme. Last year, a close family friend, age 75, experienced a fall. This wasn't just a minor mishap. It was a moment that unveiled the hidden dangers that lurk in the everyday lives of our seniors. She was at home, a place where we all expect our loved ones to be safe and secure. However, it was there. In her own kitchen, where the unexpected happened, she slipped on a wet spot on the floor, a seemingly harmless hazard that we all overlook. The fall resulted in a broken hip and a long, arduous journey to recovery. It took months of rehabilitation for her to regain mobility, and even then, the fear of falling again lingered, casting a shadow over her once independent lifestyle. This incident was more than a wake-up call. It highlighted the fragility that comes with age, the importance of vigilant care, and the need for supportive environments for our elderly. It also brought to light the psychological aftermath of such falls, the loss of confidence, the anxiety of moving freely, and the dawning realization that their home might not be as safe as they thought. This story is a poignant reminder of why we are discussing fall detection technologies and solutions today. Our aim isn't just to prevent physical harm, but also to preserve the confidence and independence that our elders cherish so deeply. So as we go further into the technological aspects, let's also keep in mind the human element, the emotional and psychological impact these falls have on our loved ones. Falls in the elderly can lead to hospitalizations, prolonged recovery, and in some cases, a permanent loss of independence. It's a silent epidemic affecting numerous families, maybe even yours. Understanding the risks and preventive measures is paramount. Today's discussion goes beyond just statistics and technology. We're talking about maintaining the dignity and independence of our older generation. It's about creating a safe environment where they can live without fear. Our main focus will be on various methods of fall detection. We'll explore wearable technologies like smartwatches and fitness bands that monitor movement patterns and alert for falls. We'll look into home-based solutions like video monitoring and pressure sensors. Each of these technologies offers a way to safeguard our loved ones, but they also bring challenges like compliance, privacy concerns, and the limitations of technology. Consider this. If it were your loved one, which solution would you trust to protect them? How do you balance the need for safety with the desire for independence and privacy? Let's take a moment to truly personalize our discussion. Imagine a typical day in the life of an elderly person you care about. Picture them moving around their home, engaging in everyday activities. Now, visualize the moment a fall occurs. This isn't just a theoretical exercise. For many, it's a daily reality. I want you to hold on to that image as we proceed. It's this personal connection that transforms our conversation from abstract concepts into something palpably real and urgent. To deepen our engagement, I will be introducing interactive segments where you can pause the podcast and reflect. Maybe it's thinking about how the technologies we discuss could fit into the home you've pictured, or considering the emotional impacts these falls have on both the elderly and their families. Your active participation is crucial. I encourage you to jot down your thoughts or even discuss them with friends and family. This isn't just my journey, it's ours collectively. So as we navigate these topics, remember the image you visualize and let that guide your engagement with our discussion. Join me as we dissect these questions, understanding the importance and complexity of fall detection in older adults. Together, we'll explore how technology can bring peace of mind to families and security to our elders. As we delve into the practicalities of fall detection technologies, let's acknowledge the diversity in our elderly population. Their lifestyles, health conditions, and living environments vary greatly. A one-size-fits-all solution doesn't exist. Therefore, it's crucial to consider customizable and adaptable technologies. Picture a system that can be programmed based on individual mobility levels, health conditions, and even living spaces. Imagine wearable devices with adjustable sensitivity levels or home monitoring systems that can be tailored to different room layouts. This level of customization not only enhances effectiveness, but also increases user compliance. It's about creating solutions that respect the individuality and preferences of each older adult. As we discuss these technologies, think about their adaptability. How can they be molded to fit diverse needs and lifestyles? The future of fall detection lies in smart, flexible technologies that can be as unique as the individuals they aim to protect. As you listen, consider the practical applications of these systems in various scenarios. Your insights could be invaluable in shaping more personalized and effective fall detection solutions. Before we delve into wearable devices, it's important to reflect on the diverse needs of our elderly population. No single solution suits everyone. Some older adults are tech savvy and active, readily adapting to smartwatches or fitness bands. Others might find new technology overwhelming. Therefore, it's essential to choose fall detection tools that align with their comfort and lifestyle. As we explore wearable devices, let's keep in mind the need for simplicity, ease of use, and the capacity to customize settings according to individual preferences and abilities. Let's dive into our first fall detection method, wearable devices. These are gadgets like smartwatches and fitness bands, equipped with sensors like accelerometers and gyroscopes. These sensors detect changes in movement patterns, potentially indicating a fall. Imagine a watch that not only tells time, but also keeps an eye on your elderly relative's safety. If an unusual movement pattern is detected, like a sudden fall, the device can send an alert to caregivers or family members. This immediate notification can be crucial in providing timely assistance. But wearable devices are not without challenges. The most significant is compliance, ensuring that the user consistently wears the device. It's common for older adults to forget to wear these devices or find them uncomfortable. Also, what happens if the battery dies or the device malfunctions? Despite these challenges, wearable devices offer a layer of safety and assurance. They're particularly useful for active older adults who are still mobile and independent. These devices also often come with additional health monitoring features like heart rate tracking, which can provide valuable health insights. As we discuss these technologies, I'd like you to think about their practicality. How likely is it for your grandparents or elderly relatives to use and benefit from such devices? Are there ways to make these gadgets more user-friendly and adaptable to their lifestyle? Wearable devices are just one piece of the puzzle in fall detection. Their effectiveness relies on a combination of technology, user compliance, and practical design. Let's continue to explore more methods as we seek the best solutions for keeping our elders safe. As we transition to discussing video monitoring, let's contemplate the balance between safety and personal space. While continuous monitoring can provide peace of mind, it can also raise concerns about privacy and independence. It's crucial to have open discussions with our elders, understanding their comfort levels with being monitored. The key is to find solutions that offer security without impinging on the dignity and privacy they deserve. In this next segment, we'll explore how video monitoring works and address the complex interplay of safety, privacy, and autonomy. Moving on to our next fall detection method, video monitoring. This system uses cameras installed in homes combined with artificial intelligence to monitor and analyze movement. When a fall is detected, alerts are sent to family members or caregivers. The advantage of video monitoring lies in its ability to provide continuous surveillance. Unlike wearable devices that require the user to wear them constantly, video monitoring works independently. It's especially useful in common areas of the house where falls are likely to occur, like the living room or kitchen. However, the idea of being under constant surveillance can be uncomfortable for many. It raises serious privacy concerns. Imagine having cameras in your home, watching your every move. How does that make you feel? It's crucial to balance the need for safety with respect for personal privacy. Another point to consider is the effectiveness of video monitoring in detecting falls accurately. Advanced AI algorithms are used to analyze movements and differentiate between normal activities and falls. But these systems are not foolproof. They can sometimes miss a fall or generate false alarms, causing unnecessary worry. As we discuss video monitoring, reflect on its implications. Would you be comfortable installing such a system in your home? How would your elderly relatives feel about it? Video monitoring presents a high-tech solution to fall detection, but it comes with its own set of challenges. As we explore these technologies, it's essential to weigh their benefits against potential drawbacks, keeping in mind the comfort and dignity of our loved ones. Turning our attention to pressure sensors, we encounter a blend of subtlety and effectiveness. These sensors, hidden within the home environment, offer a less intrusive approach to fall detection. Yet their placement and sensitivity need careful consideration. As we explore this method, think about the layout of an elderly person's home. Where are the high-risk areas? How can we strategically place these sensors to provide comprehensive coverage without disrupting their daily life? Let's examine how pressure sensors can be a part of a dignified approach to fall prevention. Our next topic in fall detection is pressure sensors. These sensors are placed in strategic locations like floors, beds, or chairs. They detect changes in pressure, which can indicate a fall. When a sudden pressure change is detected, an alert is triggered. The beauty of pressure sensors lies in their subtlety and non-invasiveness. Unlike video monitoring, they don't intrude on personal privacy. They're hidden in everyday objects, seamlessly integrating into the home environment. This makes them an excellent option for those concerned about privacy. However, pressure sensors have their limitations. Their effectiveness is confined to the areas where they are installed. What happens if a fall occurs away from these sensors? They also can't provide detailed information about the nature of the fall or the person's condition post-fall. Think about the layout of your home or the home of an elderly relative. Where would you place these sensors? How effective would they be in covering all the areas where a fall could occur? While pressure sensors offer a discrete way to monitor for falls, they need to be part of a broader system to be truly effective. They work best in combination with other methods, covering areas that other technologies might miss. As we consider the use of pressure sensors, it's essential to understand their scope and limitations. They offer a layer of protection, but they're not a standalone solution. The key is finding the right balance and combination of technologies to ensure comprehensive coverage and safety for our elders. Next, we look at sound detection, a method that steps away from visual monitoring, offering a different layer of fall detection. This technology hinges on the sensitivity to specific sounds, a break from the eyes of a camera to the ears of a microphone. As we delve into this topic, let's consider the balance between effective fall detection and the ambient sounds of a household. How can we fine-tune this technology to recognize the critical sounds of a fall while minimizing false alarms that can cause unnecessary distress? Another intriguing method in our exploration of fall detection technologies is sound detection. This system utilizes microphones and audio analysis algorithms to detect sounds that may indicate a fall, such as a loud thump or a cry for help. Sound detection offers an interesting advantage. It doesn't rely on visual surveillance, thus addressing some privacy concerns associated with video monitoring. It's a less intrusive method, listening for specific sounds rather than continuously monitoring visual feeds. However, this method also has its challenges. The primary concern is distinguishing between normal sounds and those indicating a fall. False alarms can be frequent, especially in environments with varying noise levels. And like pressure sensors, sound detection systems are limited in the information they provide post-fall. Consider the practicality of sound detection in a home environment. How effective would it be in differentiating between a fall and other household sounds? How would you react to frequent false alarms? Sound detection adds an interesting dimension to fall detection. It's a technology that requires fine-tuning to be effective, yet offers a promising solution for non-invasive monitoring. As we continue our discussion, think about how sound detection could be integrated into a comprehensive fall detection system. Could it be the answer to balancing safety and privacy, or is it too unreliable on its own? The goal is to find the best mix of technologies that offers peace of mind without being overly intrusive. In this critical part of our conversation, let's consider the emotional and psychological impacts of fall detection technologies on older adults. It's not just about the mechanics of detection. It's about how these technologies make them feel. Are they experiencing a sense of constant surveillance or losing their autonomy? Imagine the emotional toll of feeling like your every move is being monitored. This psychological aspect is as important as the technological one. Let's also consider the caregiver's perspective. False alarms from these systems can lead to stress and anxiety. Each false alarm might cause unnecessary panic and over time might lead to desensitization, reducing the effectiveness of these systems. We must strive for a delicate balance, a system sensitive enough to detect real falls but intelligent enough to minimize false positives. Think about the trust we place in these technologies and the impact on our mental well-being. As we discuss these challenges, I urge you to consider not just the practicalities, but the human side of these technologies. How do they affect the day-to-day lives and emotions of those we're trying to protect? Your thoughts on this are crucial. Let's aim for solutions that not only detect falls, but also preserve dignity and peace of mind. Let's address the significant concerns associated with fall detection technologies. First and foremost, privacy issues. In an era where surveillance is a hot topic, how do we ensure that our safety measures don't infringe on personal privacy? It's a delicate balance between monitoring for safety and respecting personal space. Next, let's talk about false alarms. Imagine getting an alert every time there's a minor mishap at home. These false alarms can cause unnecessary stress and anxiety for both the elderly and their caregivers. How do we refine these technologies to minimize these instances? There's also the issue of compliance, especially with wearable devices. We need to ensure that these devices are user-friendly and comfortable, encouraging consistent use. What strategies can be implemented to enhance compliance? The cost factor cannot be ignored. Advanced fall detection systems, especially those requiring comprehensive home installations, can be quite expensive. Is the cost justified by the benefits they provide? Lastly, consider older adults with limited mobility. How effective are these systems for someone who spends most of their time seated or in bed? We need solutions that cater to varying levels of mobility and activity. As we delve into these drawbacks, think about the practical implications and the real-world challenges they present. How would you address these issues if you were designing a fall detection system? Your thoughts and feedback are invaluable as we navigate this complex topic. In today's episode, we've explored a range of fall detection technologies and their impact. Now, it's your turn to be part of this vital dialogue. Reflect on your loved ones and the technologies we discuss, which resonated most with you and why. Your experiences and viewpoints are invaluable. Have you witnessed a fall or used any of these technologies? Share your stories with us. They're key to shaping the future of fall detection. Connect with us on social media, email, or leave comments on our platform. Your insights will help deepen our collective understanding of these solutions. Thank you for your active participation in today's episode. Your engagement transforms this podcast into a collaborative journey of discovery and learning. Keep the conversation going by sharing your thoughts on our social media channels. Your perspectives not only enrich our discussions, but also contribute to a broader understanding of elder care. Let's continue this discussion beyond today. Join our health conscious community, share your views, and interact with fellow listeners. We look forward to hearing from you. Until our next episode, continue exploring, questioning, and staying connected with us. The journey doesn't end here. Let's keep learning and growing together. Stay safe and see you next time.
Another exciting AI 50 Connect episode wraps up, and what a journey it's been. We dove into the world of AI and data, turning complex ideas into easy-to-grasp gems. AI is not just tech talk, it's a real game changer. For everyone, from tech enthusiasts to business leaders, AI is your go-to for smarter, faster decisions. Now, picture AI transforming your business, making everything smoother, finding hidden opportunities, reducing mistakes, and firing up your team. It's not just improvement, it's a total game change. AI 50 is more than a podcast. It's your AI guide. We bring you AI strategies that are not just smart, but also a perfect fit for your business goals. And guess what? We make it simple and exciting. Want to know how AI 50 can uplift your business? Let's chat. We're here to turn your data into a superpower. Stay connected with AI 50 on LinkedIn. We're sharing the latest and greatest in AI, all in easy bites. And don't miss out on Han Brown's insights on LinkedIn. It's your shortcut to staying ahead in AI. Hit that subscribe button on AI 50 Connect on your favorite platform. We've got more great AI talks and tips coming your way. Check us out on YouTube for more cool stuff. From podcasts to exclusive interviews, it's all there in fun, engaging videos. Thinking of AI for your business? Reach out. We're here to make AI work wonders for you. Thanks for being with us on AI 50 Connect. Remember, with AI, you're not just keeping up, you're leading the way. See you next time for more AI excitement.